for bringing this out, because I just moved to San Luis Obispo and recently got so ill with aluminum and mercury poisoning. And thank God I figured out that it was the chemtrails that were poisoning me. And I was in the hospital and literally was down and out for the count for the last month or two. So I just want to applaud him for bringing this movie and this awareness to the world.
So what have you been doing? Well, hang on, Nicoletta. What have you been doing to counteract all this? If you think this is happening to you, what have you been doing?
Well, luckily, I was in the emergency room for three different times. I took every blood test known, and they couldn't find anything because it's poisoning. It's in your blood, so you need to get a urine test or a hair sample test. What I'm doing is, luckily, I had a healer come on, help me. I've been completely detoxing. Doing all homeopathic remedies, cilantro, chlorella, everything I can possibly do to detox everything out of my body. And slowly, day by day by day, I've been getting better and stronger. And I've discovered all of this. Everything he has just said, I've discovered all of this in the last 2 months. Just online reading. I'm telling as many people as I can. And trying to get the word out, and I'm so happy that this is finally coming about. And
Michael, comment on the story that you're hearing from Nicoletta. Michael, you there?
I am, but I had the mute button on. It reinforces what we did. You know, we did this because we have a deep love for humanity and our nature, and I feel great because people are taking action, not only on the outside, but we do, like our caller said, we do need to take action by cleansing these heavy metals out of our system, and that's exactly what we need to do. So that's a major part of the awareness of this issue, is taking care of ourselves and our health so that we don't get sick from these programs. So I can't thank you enough for calling in and saying that. It definitely helps me continue on a daily basis address this issue. So, and thank you. You know, it's not only me who is bringing this forward. This film literally has a leg of its own, and you've been obviously a major catalyst by spreading the word about this and telling people. And I'm sure that you put the YouTube and sent the YouTube clip out to many people. So I want to thank you for addressing this issue, for getting activated. And again, this is something that we all need to get involved with.
All right, fair enough, Nicoletta. Thank you very much for the call. We've got Diane McCauley, Michael Murphy on the Dave Congleton Show, talking about geoengineering and chemtrails. What do you think of this issue? We invite your participation. 543-8830 or 1-800-549-5832. Michael, what about specifically the Central Coast, given our proximity to Vandenberg?
I'm sorry, say that question again?
The proximity of the Central Coast of Vandenberg Air Force Base.
You know, I'm not sure, because in the film we didn't study where the airplanes were taking off of, but we do know that these are over every major city in most areas over around the United States. Diane, do you have any comments?
Yeah, Diane, what about the proximity to Vandenberg?
I don't know that planes are flying out of Vandenberg, but we have a lot of activity here on the Central Coast, and since I first started tracking this in 1998, I noticed the planes were flying very, very low. They fly higher now. The thing about Vandenberg Air Force Base, that is near Point Conception. And my understanding is what happens at Point Conception does dictate weather across the country. Seems the water on one side of the point is warm and water on the other side of the point is cool. And, of course, when we have those two come together, that creates a weather pattern. So it would make sense that for the purposes of the geoengineering aspect of this, of the chemtrails, the atmospheric spraying, that our area would be one of the heaviest sprayed. And we also have vapor that comes in off the ocean. This isn't just aerial spraying. There's something that I call a chem wall that I noticed forming in 1998. And I must say that I did spend a lot of time here in 1958.
Dennis is in Los Osos on KVEC. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Dennis.
Hey, Michael.
Hi.
Hey, I've lived out here in Los Angeles since 1978, and in 91 we started noticing these contrails, but big time, the chemtrails, excuse me. Big time, like 2004, I filmed them. Mm-hmm. You could see where they turn on and off. And I heard you guys mention where they come from. If you look from Los Osos to the southeast, they chemtrail all the time out here. We drove out on the way to Arizona. In fact, they come from Edwards Air Force Base. And they come in patterns, and it's really obvious. And I thank you for talking about this, because so many people simply don't look up. I mean,
well, I was one of those persons for a number of years. You know, I noticed that the skies were changing, but I didn't make the connection. Hindsight is 20/20. Looking back, I feel kind of foolish that I didn't make the connection and now being, you know, instrumental in bringing this to the world. But I can definitely relate to that, you know, by noticing these subtle changes.
What else, Dennis?
It's also affected my health tremendously. I have Lyme disease. I'm a former psych tech at the state hospital. My health, certain days, it feels like you have a 1,000-ton elephant on you. The weight and your immune system, when it gets compromised, you feel so bad. And the important thing is trying to keep a positive attitude, too, because it helps make you feel better. But I don't really – I'm trying to cleanse my system, but it is tough. They are definitely spraying things.
All right, Dennis, thanks for the call. Michael Murphy and Diane McCauley continue with me after a look at California headline news and traffic. Stick around. Your phone call still to come. But please drive carefully. As we continue our conversation with Michael Murphy and Diane McCauley, the name of the documentary is What in the World Are They Spraying? The name of the organization is Coalition Against Geoengineering. And again, Diane, people can get the DVD how?
Go to www.stopspraying.us. Buy a copy of the DVD and then burn copies. Spread them through your community. And at the Coalition Against Geoengineering website, there are some action steps to take. And I agree with Michael. First of all, you go into your heart, you go into your soul. You see what your abilities are. And that is what you bring forth into the community and reclaim the environment, reclaim your health, reclaim our planet. Then make copies of this DVD. You can go to Coalition Against Geoengineering website. There are action steps. You mail a copy to your senators, your congressmen, your president, and the governor of your state. You include a letter that demands that they stop the geoengineering, and you mail it. And those on the action steps, there are a few more things that you can do, and that gives us a cohesive action.
All right, 543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. Ken is in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how's it going, Dave?
We're good, Ken. Thank you.
Hey, first and foremost, thank you so much for even covering this topic. It's been a very big struggle for a lot of people around the Central Coast trying to bring attention to it, as it's been very blatant to many people. I also wanted to thank Michael so much for the movie. It's an excellent, excellent movie, and I showed it to all my friends. And also, Diane, I'll try to get in contact with you one of these days. But, I'm a local activist, I guess. I have a website, San Luis Skywatch, on YouTube. I'm a YouTube San Luis Skywatch.
Okay.
And I've documented the spraying for about 2 years. So we've got all sorts of video evidence. You've got halos around the sun. You've got white lines spread out over the entire sky, never go away. And just a lot of telltale evidence of geoengineering. It's not contrails. Contrails last 60 to 90 seconds. Mm-hmm. And what we're dealing with is one of the more insane things to ever happen to humanity. So just wanted to say thank you for covering the topic.
Yeah. Michael, you want to respond to what Ken's saying?
Well, I just want to thank you for covering the topic again. You know, this is something that each and every one of us is going to have to get activated and start getting involved with and creating an awareness. So, you know, we do know that they're spraying. We do know it's they're crimes against nature and humanity. And I just want to thank you, you know, for receiving this, looking into it, humbling yourself to accept this. It's a very difficult thing to accept, you know.
Yeah,
nobody wants to believe that they're being toxified and that the soils are changing and that their health is being compromised. So I want to thank you, you know, for your openness and actually reaching out to each and every person. And that's what needs to happen in order for us to get these programs stopped and come back to our natural balance in nature. So yeah. God bless you. I can't tell you.
Anything else you want to say, Ken?
That's about it. Just thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right, Ken, thank you. 543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. We're talking about geoengineering on the Dave Congleton Show. Bob is in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Ken.
Hi. Well, this is Michael.
Michael, I'm sorry. Michael, I think of myself as having an open mind, and I have not seen your evidence. I have not seen the video. I have not read any of the things. I've heard of this off and on over the years. What I'm struggling with here at the moment is the why behind it. Obviously, when something like this is done, somebody somewhere has something to gain from it.
Absolutely.
Benefits from this.
Well, it's a global governance issue, and a lot of this is we discussed earlier in the program the connection to the GMO seed manufacturer, and without a doubt, there's a new aluminum-resistant seed, so the corporations that take that on and run with it will absolutely benefit and are currently benefiting from it. But we have globalization, so we have corporations that extremely want to centralize power into a global government. There are military applications associated with controlling the weather, and these programs are, without a doubt, in part, weather modification programs. So if you want to create a global governance and you have a country who doesn't want to sign on to it and you control the weather, you have godlike power. And you can literally create droughts in those areas and bring that country to its knees and have them give up their sovereignty. And it's very interesting because a number of years ago, you know, like biblically, and we see in different religions, that when God got angry at nations, he would send droughts and famines. Well, we have this new system, which I call the beast. It's a corporate governmental conglomerate who wants centralized power. And if countries do not submit to the rules or the sanctions, they can literally have godlike power. And I quote David Keith, geoengineering gives man godlike power. So these programs are in the hands of people who have extreme power, and they desperately want to create this world government.
What else from you, Bob?
Okay, so let's say we do have these GMO crops that are aluminum resistant. Have they been working on this the whole time? Is this a recent development? Have these been available the whole time? I'm just trying to understand how it is that there can be a linkage between major international corporations, multinational government operations, and our U.S. military.
Right. It's hard to believe because we're told that many people in our high levels of our government and military are working in the best interest for the American people, and they're desperately trying to protect the Constitution. As Karen Johnson said in our film, the Constitution is done. It's gone. So we have people who are in high levels who desperately are going after this agenda. And I quote George Bush Sr. back in September 11, 1991, who quoted, "We are going to get the New World Order," something to that capacity. We've seen his son, George W., speak about the New World Order. We've also seen our current president, Barack Obama, and many other leaders and many other bankers like Henry Kissinger talk about this global governance and the agenda that they have. So, again, if you look beyond the corporate mainstream media and look at the quotes and these people, this is not, it's not a hidden agenda. I mean, this stuff is available on the Internet, not in print. These people are literally talking about their agenda to create global governance. So, yeah, there
Michael, and how do the people that are behind this protect themselves and their families?
That's a legitimate question. Why do this if they're exposing themselves?
Right, and that's a question I get every program and every time that I speak, and I have theories. I can't answer for them, but I do have two theories. There are two people within these programs, pilots who are carrying out these operations, and I really believe that a number of those pilots have no idea how much damage they're doing, and I don't think that they would if they knew how toxic these programs were. But we do have the people who are orchestrating them. And, again, these people are they consider themselves the elite. These people have a tremendous amount of money and power. And I think, and these are theories, so I'm speculating, but I believe that they probably have access to better health care than we do. I know that I'm taking steps to chelate these metals and toxins out of my body. I think it's safe to assume that they have access to much better health care, perhaps that would protect them. And then my second theory, I usually relate it to perhaps somebody with a drug dependency. And we see, I don't know what it's like to have tremendous power, but it's probably a rush, you know? And we see people who chase after this addiction of drugs looking for a rush, and they compromise not only their health, but the health of their families, and put themselves in some pretty incredible positions in order to get this rush. I couldn't imagine what the rush would be to have godlike power and create droughts and control the weather, but it must be pretty good.
So, all right.